Mr. Mangione. Chuck Mangione, that is. Title of the song is Give It All You Got. You know, I want to join in on thanking JR and all who have partnered with him, Perry Broadcasting of Augusta, and so many others on the individual level and the corporate level for helping our young people, providing computers and more. Things that can help the mind, things that can help the body, things that can improve the self-esteem, things that say to the young people year after year, we care about you. We truly care about you. Thank you, JR, for doing this year after year, putting in a lot of time and energy to make this work, to make this something that truly benefits our young people, and many of them being benefited for a lifetime. Because who's to say just how long the impact will be on a child or on several children or on many children who are impacted in a positive way, emotionally, mentally, because of this kind of attention that was given to them. And when you start multiplying this impact, because it's being done year after year after year, right at the end of school, saying to our kids, we want you to know we care about you. We want you to be thinking about school coming around the next time. We want you to do your best. But look, wherever you are in your school journey right now, this is where we are as we travel with you on that journey. We're supplying these things for you free of charge because we just want you to have them. Thank you, JR. Thank you to everyone who partners with him from one year to the next. We appreciate you. All right, and so we're talking about this allergy problem and what can be done to resolve it or at least improve upon it, to reduce it. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that this is promising, and I've already given that disclaimer. I've let you know this is not a wrapped up, done deal yet. But man, it is sounding so promising. And like I said, I was really thinking about a lot of you. I've talked with several people over the years, male and female, younger and older, who have allergies. And I'm telling you, I was really thinking about you. Check this out. We have allergies that are affecting how many Americans each year? How many Americans are affected by allergies each year? Would you believe 50? No, not 1,000. 50 million out of what is it? Where are we now? 375 million Americans, somewhere in that neighborhood. And out of that number, 50 million are affected by allergies. But even with that, allergies aren't understood nearly as well as they could be. The sparks that ignite the immune system can range from sunlight to onions. I'm telling you, I've been thinking about people. I've talked with people who said, hey, you know, summer comes around, and I know a lot of you really like summertime. It's beautiful out there. That sun's really bright. You like heading to the light, to the lake, etc. But they'll say, not for me. I'm not excited about it because that sunlight is too much for me. It causes problems for my skin. I can't be out in it long. And ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I've had males and females tell me. And get this, not just white people. You might think, you might see in your mind, even if you don't see a face, you see someone with white skin saying, Carl, you know, I understand that you and others like it when that sun comes out. May, June, July. But for me, I avoid it as much as I can. And you see someone with white skin saying that to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had black males and females to tell me that. And some who have very dark complexions. It is amazing. Allergies and how they affect us. How they affect many. Again, the immune system reacting to something that causes an allergic reaction. It could be anything from sunlight to onions. And symptoms of an attack are also varied. There is no one way that all people who have allergic reactions respond to their allergies. One thing's for sure, though, allergies are unpleasant. You can ask anyone who equates the advent of spring with a runny nose or the presence of a cute puppy with itchy eyes. Unfortunately, most allergy treatments, which tend to involve lots and lots of needles, are as unpleasant as the allergens themselves. But check this out. This is what I'm excited about. This is what I've been wanting to tell you about. This new option that is on the market, not as big right now in America as it is in other parts of the world, particularly in Europe, but this is something that is promising. It's called Allerdent. How many of you have heard of that? Allerdent. It's an allergy desensitizing toothpaste. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm serious. Toothpaste. A toothpaste that makes people desensitized to allergies. It's not as widely available as traditional methods, but it's a toothpaste that seems to offer an easy alternative to the age-old problem of respiratory allergies. And the allergy experts behind Allerdent aren't stopping there. They hope to tackle food allergies. Remember, right now, this is tackling respiratory allergies, but they're hoping to eventually tackle food allergies. Brushing your problems away may sound too good to be true, but many in the field believe that this paste has promise. In the United States today, most patients with severe respiratory allergies submit to an allergy shot regimen. How many people are saying, yep, that's me? First, a physician conducts a skin prick test. I was telling you about that before, just a little earlier. And I'm telling you, those skin prick tests, especially days, you know, years back, were no joke. Skin prick test to determine the specific irritants to which a patient is sensitive. Once they've identified those allergens, the doctor mixes up custom shots with small amounts of the irritants, which they pump into the patient's arm in increasingly high doses. The purpose, this immunotherapy, as the process is called, aims to train a person's immune system to react normally to otherwise harmless substances like pet dander or dust mites. More on this in just a few.